Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and that was Faith of Our Fathers, which should be sung in every public school in the nation, three times a day, right after the One Nation Under God pledge, four times a day. We need a Trump bump. Trump, everybody is trying to get Trump. You've got subtle sabotage, which Fox performs. And then you've got outright knives in the back from CNN, NBC. And my fellow Americans, the time has come. You have to take the muzzle off. And you have to speak up. You have to vent. You have to vent your spleen. It is really sad. We are going downhill faster than Chris Wallace on skis. It is really terrible. But we do need a Trump bump. And Trump is going to change the national anthem to the farmer in the dough. And when he gets to the part where the cheese stands alone, he's going to be the only one standing. Because both Democrats and rhinos And we have a new buzzword tonight. Pinos. You know what a rhino is? That's a Republican in name only. Now we have a pino, mountain boy, president in name only. And he is no president. He is America's biggest enemy. Yeah. You can take down Osama bin Laden's picture and put up Obama bin Laden's picture. The American mullah and John Kerry once again betrays his country. Isn't he wonderful? And boy, he had a good run, didn't he? Made a lot of money on the American people. That's why I say if you elect me president, I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. But they're all stealing. And you know what is really sad? As soon as they get to Washington, they hit the till. We used to call it playing the piano when somebody opens up the register and steals money. We used to call that playing the piano. As soon as these politicians, whether they're brand new or they've been there a while, as soon as they get to town, they start robbing. I say they should all have to go to work wearing pirate costumes. I'm telling you, this is no lie. We had a representative that we sent to Washington. I don't think he was there a week, and he was already into 200 bad habits. It got so bad that he decided he was going to start another family in Washington because he was lonely. Yeah, so he made himself another wife and a baby. And then look at, what's his name? The pride of the Democrat Party. Let me finish the story on this guy. It's his first time as a public official. Within the first year, he was a heavy drinker, and he had another wife and kid. He had another family in Washington. And what was really sad, the woman who I believe he married in a church. He married in the church of God and promised God he would love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death do us part. And he looked in that woman's eyes, and she looked in his, and she kept her vow, and she gave him two kids, two little girls. But he didn't keep his vow. When he went to Washington, he changed religions. And the sad part was, he got caught. But before he got caught, to show you the betrayal that this poor woman, his real wife, had to undergo, they hid from her the fact that he had another wife and kid. And his father paid the bills so that the wife wouldn't see second marriage and palimony coming out of the bank accounts. How's that? How's that for really hurting somebody? Who can recover from that? And I'll tell you another one who can't recover. It's a father who had a little girl. And they used to walk hand in hand. And when she was too short for the swing, she would say, "Daddy, help me up." And he carried her in his arms. And her name was Kate. And she died in his arms, and there was nothing he could do. He couldn't save his little girl. And now he has to live with that, because bastard politicians, for brownie points, turned criminals loose out of prisons, allowed them to come into the United States and kill his little girl. And that was his American legacy. That's not the American dream that I was raised on. I want the biggest wall Trump can build. He says he can make it 60 feet high, make it 80 feet high. Put chariots up there. Build that wall, Trump wall. We want it. We want that wall. And don't listen to the communists telling you. And you better start learning how to say communist, because take a look at the party that you're up against that's hurting you. The party that's destroying your religion. The party that's burning your flag. The party that's killing your children. The party that leaves American soldiers to die on the battlefield and runs away and sends no help. The party that won't even give a veteran a doctor. The party that wants to legalize drugs so they can tax it and turn one out of five Americans into an addict and then make money on the other end in rehab. Those who live to do rehab. This is the party of death. That's what I call it. It is the Communist Party. They have no God. They have no country. They have no flag. They have no kids. They have slaves. They're smuggling in undocumented children to be siphoned off for sex slavery. And they lie. They lie. They never tell the truth. Their lies from the word go. And they are the Communist Party. There's only one party in this country today. It's the Communist Party. And the rhinos are ladies in waiting. When they accuse Trump of starting a third party, no, he's going to start a second party. Because there's only one party, the Communist Party. Learn to say communist. Everything they're doing is a communist tactic. Assassination by ridicule goes back to 1914 and the Bolshevik Revolution. Assassination by ridicule, that's what they did to Sarah Palin. And isn't it funny? David Letterman stood up on live TV and called for the rape of Sarah Palin's youngest daughter in a seventh inning stretch by A-Rod. And the audience went wild and clapped. The Sodom and Gomorrah audience, the audience of the devil, were in trouble. They were even killing love in this country. It is sad. 50% of marriages fail, and those are the ones that are on paper. What about all the hookups? Churches are closing. And weed is now on the commodities market. I read the rates last night. One kilo? Was like up to $1,800. Or might have been a pound. That's really sad. Okay. So what are we going to do? You want a 10% bump? You want a 15% bump, Mr. Trump? Sponsor a hospital for vets where they get instant check-in. You want another 10% bump? Call for all police to work in pairs. No cop works alone. Now, the last cops that have been shot have been alone. Double the police to meet double the crime. Now that Obama is bringing in Cuban drugs, wait till you see. You know, they can actually seal in drugs in cruise ships. And it takes 5 or 6 days to completely go through a cruise ship. And if they don't find anything, the government has to pay the cruise lines for holding up the ship. But if they do find something, they're seizing the ship. And it goes up on auction, and I'll be there. I'll buy it for $85. I'll beat Trump. Want another 10% bump? Recall all bribe-paying ambassadors who bought the job from either party with vets in wheelchairs. And that's a 35% bump. And all you did was the right thing, Mr. President. I can't wait to see the Miss USA contest entertaining the troops. Viva El Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya Conte Fiesta. Go with the Tea Party, amigos. Get out of that party of death. Look at what they're doing to the blacks. They're setting up the blacks to die. They're going to use the blacks to achieve communist goals. And the blacks are going to end up being cannon fodder. It is really sad. It is really sad. So, amigos, when you come over the small wall before the Trump wall, with your Trump says they buy the ladders in Home Depot. Come with the ladder and climb the ladder to success. And get away from the party de la muerte. They are the party of death, and they will get you killed, and they will make you a slave, like they've done to other people. Okay, having said that, what can we do? One little Everly Brothers?
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya?
Oh.
Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya.
Somebody sent me this, and I'm going to share it with you. The title of the blog that was sent to me is Everyone Better Start Facing the Facts. Doesn't look good, does it? Doesn't look good, does it? Okay. It's spread out. It's not lined up properly, so I'm going to be stuttering here. This is why I've been screaming that our president is not incompetent, is not a rube when it comes to foreign policy, is not impotent on our national defense, does not ignore important events because he's so enamored with golf, does not seem weak because he's a lame duck president and his actions are not excusable because of his upbringing. All the opposite. He's America's most frightening and powerful enemy. I will be shocked if a different person is sworn into what remains as the presidential office in January 2017. That's my worry, too. This guy, we're dealing with communists. We're not dealing with Democrats. Get that out of your head. Democrats died with Harry Truman. Don't be scared, Americans. Just start facing the facts. We Americans are living under a Muslim government. You mean until it hits you like a ton of bricks? Read it again until you understand. We now have a Muslim government. John Brennan, current head of the CIA, converted to Islam while stationed in Saudi Arabia. Obama's top advisor, Valerie Jarrett, is a Muslim who was born in Iran, where her parents still live. And she's probably the biggest connection to this whole nuke deal, nuke America deal. Hillary Clinton's top advisor, Huma Abedin, is a Muslim whose mother and brother are involved in the now outlawed Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for Homeland Security, Arif Aykan, is a Muslim. Homeland Security Advisor Mohammed El-Biadi is a Muslim. Obama advisor and founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council, Salam El-Mariati, is a Muslim. Obama's Sharia czar, Imam Mohammed Majid of the Islamic Society of North America, is a Muslim. Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships, Ebu Patel, is a Muslim. Nancy Pelosi announced that she will appoint Representative Andre Carson, Muslim, Indiana, as the first Muslim lawmaker on the House of Representatives Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. It would make Carson the first Muslim to serve on a committee that receives intelligence on the threat of Islamic militants in the Middle East. He has suggested that U.S. schools should be modeled after Islamic madrasas, where education is based on the Quran. And last but not least, our closet Muslim himself, Barack Hussein Obama. It's questionable if Obama ever officially took the oath of office when he was sworn in. He didn't repeat the oath properly to defend our nation and our Constitution. Later, the Democrats claimed he was given the oath again in private. Did you know that? You know, that was, I thought it was like a flash in the news and it was gone. CIA Director John Brennan took his oath on a copy of the Constitution, not the Bible. Congressman Keith Ellison took his oath on a copy of the Quran. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was vilified and verbally tarred and feathered by Democrats when she voiced her concern about Muslims taking over our government. She was a good lady. Considering all these appointments, it would explain why Obama and his minions are systematically destroying our nation, supporting radical Muslim groups worldwide, opening our southern border, and turning a blind eye to the genocide being perpetrated on Christians all over Africa and the Middle East. Those Christians can trace their roots back to Jesus Christ. They probably sat with him and listened to his sermons. The more damage Obama does, the more arrogant he's become. Our nation and our government has been infiltrated by people who want to destroy us. One term per termite, cast them all out tomorrow. Get rid of the money changers in the temple. Turn them all out. When you don't know who's hurting you, you got to get rid of everybody that's suspect. Our nation and our government has been infiltrated by people who want to destroy us. The ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center are communist-oriented groups. The ACLU was founded by a communist named Roger Baldwin. And Jimmy from Brooklyn called me tonight to tell me that the guy that's running on the Bernie Sanders, He spent his honeymoon in Russia. That's got to be during the Cold War. Yeah. Can only get worse. If you fail to pass this one on, there's something wrong. Well, I just passed it on to everybody that listens. And in his book, Obama has said, if it comes down to it, I will go with the Muslims. And that's it. That's the end of that tune. Isn't that sad? Is that sad or what? You heard about Clinton's fight today with Hillary, right? Yeah. And we taped it.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boom.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, dang, 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 ding it, on, ding, boom.
Newsmax has got an article. The article says, Army to open elite ranger school to all genders. You know why a lot of women fail ranger school? Their high heels get caught in the mud. Yeah, sorry, I'm from the old school. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. And when I was growing up, I never heard anybody say, you'll never be the man your mother was. All genders, these are all comments now. I'm going to just roll through them. All genders, there are two genders, male and female, and they're born that way. And an old veteran says, not anymore. Personal responsibility says we have a very sick country. Screw the brown clown says, amen to that, brother. It's in need of purging in a bad, bad way. We're going to have a national enema one day. As if the Iranians don't get us first. Yeah, just make sure when you lock the door tonight that John Kerry doesn't have a key. Yeah, personal responsibility. God created them male and female. Silver certificate says we must emphasize that this training opportunity is available to all soldiers who are qualified and capable, and we continue to look for ways to select, train, and retain the best soldiers to meet our nation's need. Army Secretary John McHugh said in his statement. But did he mean it? Screw the Brown Clown says, the lawyers have finally taken control. Redneck says, huh, when I was in boot camp, and boot camp was only described by sailors and Marines, and DIs are that's Marine. My DI said all the Rangers were little girls. Flynn W. says the social engineering project is near completion. And H. Dog said all two genders? retired CPO says, where you been, dog? Liberals identify a new gender every day. Don't call them liberals. They're not liberals. I'm a liberal. I like a liberal amount of sugar in my coffee, a liberal amount of potato chips with my Guinness, liberal amount of kisses on my lips. I'm a liberal. I'm a real liberal. These people are communists. And the sooner we recognize that they are communists, the sooner we're going to be able to beat them. But communists are hard to beat. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And you can see that. You can see that every day in the courts. I'm not reading the next one. It has to do with tampons. I'm not reading it. Diamond Girl 7. This is the new... Now, this is Diamond Girl 7. I'm assuming she's a girl. This is the new Obama leftist takeover of the military. It's another splinter group. Divide and conquer. That's all they do. This is the reason why the Chinese are provoking us in the Bering Sea by Alaska. Yeah, there were five Chinese Navy ships up there. I guess they wanted to show Obama what global warming could really be like. Yeah. He has found all sorts of ways to weaken the U.S. military. He is dangerous. He is dangerous. And I just wonder when it becomes totally obvious that the country has to take its government back. Is he ready for that? And he's already got a plan? Are we going to be the white Russians and he's going to be the red Russians? I don't give a rat's patoot what gender any person considers her, him, itself, as long as they don't water down training requirements to the point where I could be a ranger. Yeah, at least you're honest, right? I can see it now. They're going to screw up all the commands. You know what's one they're going to screw up real bad? Dress right, dress. Yeah. It's sad, man. And the guy said, lots of laughs. You must be old like me. You know what? Old veterans can still fight. We can fight a delay in action. Just leave us with a gun and then bullets. And we'll buy you some time. A politically correct special forces led by politically correct generals. What could possibly go wrong? I call the Pentagon the Pentagonians. I say if Patton never walked into the Pentagon today, all you would hear would be shots, screams, and people jumping out of windows. Yeah, I call them the Pentagonians. And you know what's sad? There's 10 families sentenced. They've been sentenced. An average wife and two kids, their families, 10 families have been sentenced to a life of shame and poverty because their husbands took an oath to defend the United States, went to Iraq and Afghanistan to defend the homeland, and they ended up in jail, tried by PC officers who have no combat experience, and they were charged with unpremeditated murder on the battlefield. Because they shot first. And if somebody doesn't do anything, Donald, El Trumpo, here's your cause right here. Gather those 10 families up under your bosom and feed them and clothe them and get them justice. Put a few of your lawyers to work that you know are backing up to the pay window this week. Old veteran, a politically correct special forces led by politically correct generals. What could possibly go wrong? You know what the law of averages is in combat. You know they'll tell you. A lieutenant lasts on the beach about 3 minutes. They got it all figured out. And the first wave takes the brunt. And eventually what happens is the guys who survive become super conditioned to combat. And they win. They win wars. But the price that's paid until we get up to that level of efficiency is very high. And this Pentagon and this president is going to make it very hard on guys that are going to be called to the service real quickly. And this guy says, women make up nearly 12% of U.S. forces deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. They represented about 2% of U.S. military deaths in those wars. You can look for that statistic to change exponentially in the future for the worse. It is really sad. Let me take you back. I'll give you another tune. Here's a tune from the 50s. If you wore black slacks, you were cool. Okay, we're back. Looks like Governor Chris Christie came out today and said we shouldn't let Christian businesses opt out of gay ceremonies. Yeah, that's not right. What you're doing is you're denying the rights, the religious rights of some in preference to others. And that's not American. Christie has signed his death warrant. And you want to know something? It's not that's going to get him. It's going to be that his state in New Jersey has the highest real estate taxes. Are you looking forward to high real estate taxes where you live? Well, don't let Chris Christie near you. Ocean County has just announced that they're going to have a 25% increase in real estate taxes. If you are paying $6,000 in real estate taxes, you got a bargain. Most New Jerseyans are up in the $10,000 category. So what's 25% of $10,000? They're going to go 12,500? That's going to be great, isn't it? You think they're going to make it up on cheap gas? They're going to make it up on the raise they're not getting this year because of the cuts? Wait till they do $15 an hour at Burger King. And the 40 people that work there get laid off. And when you go, there's one robot. One robot who gets no medical benefits, who works 24 hours a day. All he needs is a little oil. Yeah. And he works faster than anybody else. It is really sad. Or even a worst case scenario, of the 40 employees, they go to one. And he has to do the work of 40. Yeah, be careful what you wish for. Think it through before you sign your death warrant. So there's some comments about Christie. I'll just say, we don't have to read them because they're very nasty. But he blew it. He blew it. It is really sad. Everybody has the right to remain silent. And if somebody doesn't want to, if somebody doesn't want to serve you because he feels what you're doing is evil and dirty, that's his opinion, and that's his right to not serve you. And you can come in with all the little lawyers you want. You're wrong because you just violated that person's right. And aren't you the one that's complaining that you're always having your rights violated? So how do you reciprocate? You go and violate somebody else's? You're not doing unto others. That's not very Christian of you. Somebody's going to take your crayons away. And they're going after John McCain. Grassroots movement to descend on Arizona this week in Operation Detain McCain. We should be detaining Obama. We should be slowing him down. Guy commented, I'm speechless. Yeah, apparently they're going after McCain. Now they blame him for a lot of things. And I was a big fan of McCain. I voted for McCain. I always felt that I know I could never withstand the torture that he withstood. And we do know that most guys break under torture. So why go through the pain? Hey, look, guys. You know, what do you want to know? How many ships are out there? I'll tell you. Yeah, get the rope off my neck. Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll tell you anything you want to know. Who's in charge? Hopalong Cassidy. General Hopalong Cassidy. And who's second in command? Minnie Mouse. It's a woman. Those guys suffered. They got the Jane Fonda workout, and Jane Fonda should have been hanged for what she did. But Communist Hollywood protected her through the Communist Party, formerly the Democrats. The last Democrat was Harry Truman. It is really sad that the country is self-destructing at the hands of fools, idiots, and hateful people. Donald Trump posts brutal ad against Jeb Bush. Not that I would be a Jeb Bush voter, but I think this is probably taken out of context. Yeah, he put that it's love coming across the border, and he matched it up with terrorists. Yeah, well, listen, any trick in the book, and just ask Harry Reid, he'll tell you. Say, Harry, you lied. You called that woman a tramp, and you lied. He goes, we won, didn't we? And that's how the Democrats think. So, maybe Trump is thinking like a Democrat. Unbelievable. Dems officially endorse anti-cop Black Lives Matter. I happen to turn on Sean. I usually listen to Savage, but I by accident hit 710. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was a speech by a Black Panther and what he's going to do to white people, all white people, including grannies. And he went on. It was a rant. And this guy is going to walk all the lemmings off a cliff. I don't care how you cut it. When white people see that black people intend to kill them, they're going to fight back. They're going to fight back. And you know what? If you've ever seen a pissed off American, they're different from other people. They don't stop. Just not even when it's over. They don't stop. And there's a comment here. Another group turned on. He's talking about the Black Lives Matter people. Democrats' hatred will never cease. Native Americans, Irish, gays, blacks, Christians, ambassadors, the military. So that's what they're doing. They're dividing and conquering. They don't care. The blacks are expendable. That's the front line. Did you see that Black Lives Matter parade? You see who led it? Who was the first two out front people? A skinny white girl and a fat white girl. When you got white people leading blacks in a black movement, that's not "we shall overcome" people. That is, we are party over country people. That's communists. And Lenin called anybody that can be used useful idiots. And it's sad because the short end of the stick is very, very harsh. And don't be lulled into a false sense of bravado thinking that you're going to stomp the whites. You're not going to do it. There's two people that are most dangerous in this country. You know who they are? Those who have nothing to lose and those who have everything to lose. So, get ready. Get ready. This Jorge Ramos, he's a two-passport American, but his heart is not with America. His heart is with Mexico. He should. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You'll love one, you'll hate the other. So, Jorge, pick a country and show us your true colors. Here's a tribute to Latinos.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la malla de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento. Siento lo puedo repicar y mi cuerpo no deja de bailar, dejándome llevar por el compás. Cantando yo viajo el mundo, brindándole fe.
Are you watching One America News Network? They're coming on. They're more conservative than Fox News. Fox News committed a mortal sin. They had set up Trump for a fall. They tried to kill him coming out to shoot on opening day. The whole network was in for Trump. In to get Trump. The whole network. Maybe the only exception, I didn't see Greta's. And Hannity probably was the only exception. But the whole network, including Brit Yoon, was in to get Trump. And it backfired. And they're still stupid. They're still trying to take him down. And it's not going to work. So I now turn to Tommy Lahren. She has replaced Kelly, Rosie, Megan, Rosie, Howard Stern, Kelly. Yeah. What a stupid move. Girl was at the top of her game. And she pulled a Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, God. Well, here's some news from One America News Network. Daily pot smoking on U.S. college campuses at 35-year high. Isn't that's a little play on words there, huh? Says the study. September the 1st by Lila Carney. Reuters. The number of U.S. college students smoking marijuana every day or nearly every day is greater than it has been in 35 years, according to a study released on Tuesday. Nearly 6% of college students reported using pot daily or near daily in 2014, up from 3.5% in 2007, but less than the 7.2% recorded in 1980. The University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future study found. Less frequent pot smoking was also on the rise. According to the study, although not as sharply. It's clear for the past 7 or 8 years there's been an increase in marijuana use among the nation's college students, says Lloyd Johnson, the study's principal author. And this largely parallels an increase we've been seeing among high school seniors. Well, you know what the future said about a kilo of weed? It's like 2 grand. Yeah. So how you doing, son, in school? Oh, I need 2 grand. What, for books? No. Yeah. It's clear that for the past 7 or 8 years, there's been an increase in marijuana use among the nation's college students. And they're bringing it up in submarines for these guys, said Lloyd Johnson, the study's principal author. We said that already. Loosened marijuana policies in states across the country have been likely contributed to a rise in use by teens and young adults who increasingly perceive the drug as harmless, the study said. In 2014, 35% of the 19 to 22-year-old high school graduates said they thought regular marijuana use was dangerous, compared to 55% in 2006. Nationwide attitudes about marijuana have notably changed recently. Oh, yeah. How was that done? Hollywood. Thank you, Hollywood. You're doping up the country. Thank you, comedians, telling dope jokes. You're selling dope. Yeah. Oh, it's fun to be high. It's fun to be high until you die. With Colorado and Washington State voting to legalize recreational use. The guy's smoking under his desk. He's taking a recreational break. Used in 2012 in Oregon, Alaska, and the District of Columbia following suit. They should get rid of that District of Columbia. It's nothing but gunslingers and drug addicts. The percentage of college students using any illicit drug also rose 41% in 2014, compared to 34% in 2006. Do you know when 1 in 6 Puerto Ricans is a heroin addict in Puerto Rico? What do you think it is here? I bet you it's the same stat, or we may even have them beat because we got more money. And the increase was driven mostly by the uptick in marijuana use, the study said. However, the use of many illicit drugs by college students has dropped off, including synthetic marijuana, which decreased to 0.9%, blah, blah. Drugs like heroin and LSD have remained low in recent years, but heroin's making a comeback. Amphetamines, often used to aid studying or test-taking in ecstasy, usually considered a party drug, continue to be popular illicit drugs. Taking a test, man, I got the ecstasy. Okay, what's the first question on the test? What? Can I take this test tomorrow? Yeah. I'm sick. I got to get my medical marijuana. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We are the stupidest country in the world of amphetamines, usually considered a party drug. But their use has begun to level out or decline. Cocaine may be making a comeback on college campuses now that the allowances are bigger from pater and mater. With 4.4% in 2014 reported to use the stimulant. It's a stimulant. Yeah, you know what happens to junkies? They die. The cemeteries are full of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. You want to see what drugs is really like? Without buying the beauty of drug use, go to any emergency room on a Friday night and a Saturday night. And see what the cat drags in. Monitoring the future used by federal health officials to track data. We got all government agencies walking around taking notes, earning $100,000 a year to tick off how many junkies are in the neighborhood. It is really sad. Drugs is death. When you go from Bahrain to Saudi Arabia across the bridge, your toll receipt will say, the penalty for drugs is death. And you know what? You don't have to be executed. You can execute yourself. And the biggest, you know, what's his name? Dante says that the lowest rung in hell is reserved for those who betray a trust. And a guy who's paying his way through college by selling drugs is going to cause some buyers to drop out. And he's going to cause some buyers to OD. But he's going to get a degree. It is really terrible. Jump back for a tune. That'll give me time to organize. Get married in a church. Marry one woman, take one vow, and keep it. If you can't do that, you're not a man. If you can't do that, don't take the vow. Don't hurt somebody. That's not the intent of marriage. Marriage is to build, grow together, be a team. One covers the other's shorts. One wears the shorts.
Every dream will come true.
This is from the Tea Party Command Center blogger spot. And this is posted by National Director D. And the headline reads, Republican voters to go nuclear in September. And they got a picture of Mitch McConnell and Boehner. I think his first name is John, isn't it? John Boehner? But you got to know something about Mitch McConnell that nobody knows. And if you want to know who the enemy is, go to YouTube and type in Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M. And you will find there are 48 senators who 40 days before 9-1-1 voted to burn the flag. Nobody's seen 9-1-1 coming, but everybody's an expert on should we have gone to Iraq. But nobody could tell you 9-1-1 was coming. They're all experts on should we have gone to Iraq. 135 Viet Congress mice, 55 days before 9-1-1, voted to burn the flag. They were out in the open. There was nothing to hide. They were proud of their work. And you know what excuse they gave? The same one they're giving us now on this Iran deal. This is the best deal we can get. The excuse they gave them was it was freedom of speech. Just like Christie telling that Christian baker he's got to bake a cake. Or sissy cookies. That's not Christie's call. That's God's call. And his followers have a choice. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator who runs this country. But anyway, so as even the most entrenched pundit will acknowledge, the opening months of the 2016 campaign have been very good to political outsiders. There is the rise of Trump, obviously, but also the growing support for candidates including Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Ted Cruz. Candidates with any association with Republican leaders in Washington or the political status quo are struggling. Jeb Bush is going to start doing Geritol commercials for tired blood. Trump is sending him bottles of Geritol. Keep in mind, much of this groundswell against the Republican establishment has occurred in August, while Congress has been in recess. Next week, however, Congress returns to tackle, among other items, Obama's deal to lift sanctions on Iran and government spending for the year. The sanctions on Iran, when he lifts them, he's going to give them $150 billion to kill more Marines like they killed at the Beirut barracks of bombing. 223 Marines were murdered in their sleep. Under Ronald Reagan and his peace mission with unloaded weapons, politicians will get you killed. They are not fighters. And the Iranians killed those Marines. They also tortured Buckley, the CIA chief in Beirut. And then they sent the video to Jimmy Carter. And you never heard about it in the press. The press covers up murder, especially Democrat murder. They also treated lightly the bombing of the French embassy in Beirut and the American embassy in Beirut. We had our warning, and we did nothing about it. In 1993, Obama sent us a message. Osama sent us a message. And we did nothing about it. The Clintons kicked the World Trade Center bombing down the road, and they left Bush holding the bag. They've always been kick the can down the road, people. Democrats get you into war and they leave you on the battlefield to die. Who got us into Nam and who left us at Nam to die? And the president, who should have been there, said, I'm not going to run anymore. You don't do that. And I got to tell you, there's 2,400 Americans have come home in coffins, flag-draped coffins under Obama. How many has he gone to the airport to greet? Bo Bird calls mother? They've even covered up those losses. They labeled them NATO troops to be identified later. And then they snuck them back into the country very quietly. But when Bush was in charge, there was 5 microphones in a Gold Star mother's face the minute they learned that her son was dead. And every night they would announce, here's another one by Bush, but you haven't heard about one of the 2,400. And they've covered up Benghazi. And they covered up the CH-47 crash. Takedown of the CH-47. And you know what? I just hope they didn't, when they shot that CH-47 down, they didn't learn that from Hillary's computer. Yeah, but they've learned a lot from Hillary's computer. More than you and I will ever know, because this government is covering up all their sins. So, government spending authority expires at the end of September. Do not allow the Iranians to get their money. That money will be used to buy more copper lugs that shredded the legs and arms of 10,000 in Afghanistan under Obama. Do you know under Obama in Afghanistan, the wounded ratio went from under Bush 7-1 to under Obama 10-1? Did you know that the tribes are now occupying the mountain areas that are exit passes into Pakistan in anticipation of Obama pulling another Iraq pullout? They're occupying the high ground because they're going to make America do a Mogadishu mile. So, Mitch McConnell has already vowed to avoid any government shutdown, meaning some kind of continuing resolution in spending will have to be passed by the end of the month. House Speaker Representative John Boehner, representative of Ohio, Republican Ohio, 35%, who also wants to avoid a shutdown, has suggested short-term spending bills to keep the government open during negotiations. They're more worried about the money. I worry about the nuclear attack on the United States. Doesn't have to be a big nuke. Do you know that the neutron bomb is the size of a baseball? And there are nukes that are baseball size. We're in for a big ride. And this war's been going on for 14 years, and only 1% of the country knows it. And it's only 1% of the country that fights it. To the extent that, do you know how many American soldiers Bush lost in Afghanistan in 8 years? 461. And Obama is over 2,400, and they're hiding the last 5 months' figures. And anybody that tells you we didn't have to go to Iraq, ask them to predict when we will get the first nuclear attack of World War III. And where will it come from? And who will we blame? So let's see what the comments are. This is by John. The fundamental flaw in their strategy is that they attained the political position they currently have by promising robust challenges to Obama's policies. And like the holder of a bad hand in poker, they'll fold. You know that we sent the Tea Party endorsed 10 to 11 people, maybe more, to go and make changes. And when the Republicans had the majority, we said, now we're getting somewhere. But it turned out that the 10 that we sent were rhinos, and they're doing nothing. So the rule of thumb has to be, if you need 10 new guys in office to get your party policy followed, you gotta send 20, because 10 are going to turn bad. So Maryland says they have to go. And as long as they're breathing air, Steve says, they're a threat. Don says, we will find a way to punish these bastards. There's really no hope for them. Linda says, both need to be hung on the nearest tree. Both are treasonous. Run them out. Treason is a word you're going to hear more and more. Because anybody who votes for this Iran deal is a traitor and is betraying his country. And the punishment for treason is hanging, is death. And Obama was the commander-in-chief in Benghazi. And according to Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the top commander can face a firing squad for cowardice in the face of the enemy. And that's what he displayed. Cowardice in the face of the enemy. Mary Gomez, I'm sorry, I usually don't use last names. Mary says, I totally despise those so-called leaders. May God give us better men and women to replace all these lousy rhinos with. That's why I say Trump is going to create a second party, because the first, there's only one party, and the rhinos are ladies in waiting. Lawrence says, there is not a robust bone in either of these spineless a-holes. IUSA will continue its nosedive to the grave until and unless all establishment fools are kicked out. Once there's a purge, man, you got to get rid of everybody. Anybody that was appointed by Obama has to lose their job and replaced by a handful of true conservatives that can stop the bleeding and begin a healing process, if that's even possible. It has to be possible, because when we fall, nobody's going to take us in. And I heard a girl on one of the business channels saying today that the average Russian annual salary is $831, and China is $1,000. How are we going to live like that? Just think, the establishment Republicans, this is by American First, could have saved the party if they had listened to over 150 million American citizens screaming their guts out to impeach Obama. It's not too late. We can start impeachment proceedings. Maybe we got to practice on a few rhinos first till we get it down pat. They wanted to impeach Cheney, but they couldn't do it. Maybe we can. But one thing we've come to learn, that the rhinos can't be trusted, and they really are Democrats in waiting. So Trump brags a lot about himself, and I don't like that. It turns me off. I already know his braggadocio by heart. But I got to tell you something. If he can throw a communist reporter out of a hearing, he can throw terrorists out of a country, and he can throw illegals out of a country. And when the communists hold up little children, that they don't want to be identified, because they have plans for those little children that are evil. But they hold up the children to pull at your heartstrings before they eat your heart out. They're not showing you the guys from MS-13 who are here also. And the saddest story that I saw today was that Katie Steinle, dying in her father's arms. And the communists now say, well, it was a ricochet. She got killed by a ricochet bullet. It really wasn't intended for her. So that guy should go free. Yeah. Well, may you have a ricochet romance with real bullets. Too bad the losers in D.C. care more about appeasing the Communist Democrat Party. More and more people are using the word communist. We're starting to wake up. Jimmy from Brooklyn says we fell asleep for 25 years. We were lulled into a false sense of security. We were told the communist threat was over. But here you had the Russian and Chinese navies on maneuvers today. Joint operations, 28 ships. Do you remember when Clinton and Gore cut down the size of the Navy? And then they turned around to the American people and they said, you know, now that we have a smaller Navy, we don't need the U.S. Naval Oil Reserves. So why not sell them to a communist? Arm & Hammer won the bid. And he was, you know who was on his payroll? Gore's father. Oh, what a coincidence. It's all dirty. The only way you're going to save yourself, you got to make it one term per termite. Don't give them time to get their asses warm in D.C. If you have a Republican Party congressman, suggest you contact him now and let him know the consequences to any further Boehner support. I know the mine. When the rhinos call for money, forget about it. They don't get a dime. I know that mine hates to get any communication from me, for every one of them says, don't vote for Boehner. They are men without honor, says Brian. They need to retire now. They're only in it for the money. You know that Match McConnell, he was one of eight Republicans that voted to burn the flag. He joined 40 Democrats. Most of the other Republicans are out of office. And one of them is classified as a conservative. And you don't know who he is, and you wouldn't believe it if I told you. But I'm going to tell you anyway. His name is Fred Thompson. Because the truth will set me free. Will it set you free? Rhinos never do anything anytime. If we win the presidency and hold both houses of Congress, and if rhinos still run in the Republican Party, it will be time to move on. Rip, R, hello, C, and newly elected R must be invited into the C party. Be a rhino and be left out. I got to tell you something. The 34 senators who were giving nuclear weapons to Iran are traitors. They are not politicians. They are traitors. They are outright traitors, and they're supporting a traitor president. And they have to be labeled as such. They have to be identified. They have to be pointed out. And when I get the list of those, traitors, I'm going to have their picture, their name, and I'm also going to have how they voted on flag burning and how they voted on.
I wonder why.